RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Very excited about our next guest. He's been in so many great things. Sons of Anarchy is Tig. Goon 2, which is coming out. All the way back to Last Boy Scout. Just one of my favorite actors. Very happy to welcome to the show, especially under everything we're going, for him to take the time to join us today. Kim Coates. Kim, welcome to the show.
Listen, Fred, first of all, thanks. You're my new agent. I'm going to pay you 10% for those things that you said. But I just want to say that, really, I'm so sorry and devastated and thinking of everybody, of all you guys there, with what you're going through, and my heart goes out to all of you. And, you know, I just hope that it's going to be okay in the end, right? I mean, geez, I mean, you're tough people down there, but anyway, thinking of all of you, and that's it, really, truly.
Well, and thank you for that, Kim. But the reality is, as horrible as it is, we're also seeing the best in people. I mean, so many people are donating their time and going out and rescuing people on their own. And at times like this, I think we find that, you know, the good in people. And that's what I think we're trying to focus on, is just how much the community has stood up for each other and how we've stuck together through this.
And that speaks to the community, right? I mean, it really does. You can't ever imagine or feel what you guys have been feeling with Mother Nature right now. And it does show a side of humanity. And boy, America needs that right now. I try not to get too political on my Twitter feed and stuff. It's really hard these days, but I mean it. I'm thinking of all of you, and my heart goes out to everybody who's lost their home and everything else. So thanks for doing this interview under all these trying times, for sure.
Well, thanks for that, Kim. Well, before we get to Goon 2, I want to talk to you about a show that we all loved here, AJ, myself, John, watched for several years, Sons of Anarchy. What was it like doing that show, especially doing one for that long?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, Fred. And I know you just said your wife's a big fan and she's from Saskatchewan like me. That's pretty amazing. When I said yes to playing Tig, I'm so glad I did, because I really wasn't looking for a regular on a television series, a starring part on a television. I wanted to do my arcs like I did on Entourage and Prison Break and Seaside Miami, Without a Trace, and all my big movies and my little movies. But when that came around and, you know, it had to do with writing and a motorcycle club and Hamlet and all the Shakespeare I've done in my past, it was a no-brainer to say yes. And I was really lucky, and they were really lucky to have me. And those 7 years flew by, and we all got along. And even the women had the biggest balls. I mean, every talented actress on that show was so tough, and the parts were so well-written, which women need more and more all the time. And all us guys just flying around, and no one fought. And I was called safety first on set, Fred, because I refused, because I was me and Mark Boone Jr., who played Bobby of the Leeds, were the only two people who could ride before that show started, and everyone else had to learn. And, you know, I stopped the shots constantly with, no, Tommy, why are you dragging your feet? What do you mean they're slippery in the bottom? Well, stop the bike, get some Coca-Cola, scrape them. Don't scrape them while we're riding. You know, like, there was stuff that I can't even begin to tell you stories of how someone didn't really hurt themselves is a very lucky happenstance moment for that 7 years in that big-ass show. I'll never forget playing Tig, though. I never will.
Well, the thing that really stood out to me is just what an amazing cast with Ron Perlman and Theo Rossi, and I mean, and just on down the line, such an amazing collection of actors.
And look at those faces, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Fred, the faces on us were just like crazy faces, but real. And gnarly. I mean, Charlie was beautiful, but, you know, he's a movie star now, and he should be so talented. But really, truly, with just the faces just slayed me every time I saw them on the big screen or the little screen. It was pretty great to watch.
I want to take you back to the first movie that I saw you in, where you just played such a delightful bad guy in The Last Boy Scout. What was that like with Bruce Willis and people like that, and was that your big start?
Well, it was my first Hollywood film. It was my first Hollywood film. And the late Tony Scott, who left us too young, I'll never forget what he said to me, and Bruce Willis meeting a movie star for the first time, a true movie star, and actually accidentally punched Damon Wayne in the face in a scene. My foot slipped. I'm talking about, you know, slippery shoes. My foot completely slipped and hit him right in the sunglasses. And I thought, you know, I was going to get fired on the spot. And, of course, I didn't. And Damon was all right. And, I learned so much about myself and big films. It was phenomenal to watch. And I remember when I was in Toronto when it opened. And, of course, they wanted me to be there for the premiere in L.A., but I was in Toronto filming. And so they said, well, would you go to a theater in Toronto? And then I have the Friday night open. I said, sure, I will. So I'm in this theater. It's packed. It was in the fall, early winter, that thing, when it opened. And I remember it was packed, and this guy gets up to the front, and he goes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got one of the supporting part actors, Canadian actor Kim Coates. No one knew who I was. I mean, barely, kind of, but not really. And so they said, yeah, we got him here, and come on down, Kim. So I go down to the front, and everyone's like, yeah. And I go, hey, listen, if you love Bruce Willis, you're going to love this movie. And if you don't love Bruce Willis, you're still going to love this movie, because I kicked the crap out of him. And everyone started laughing and screaming. And then when I came on the big screen, they're all looking at me. It was a moment I'll never forget as a young actor, man. But yeah, that started the whole thing. That started the whole thing for me down in Hollywood, that Lost Boy Scout. Pretty proud of that film.
Okay, let's get to Goon 2. But first, let's go back to the first movie. How did you get involved with that? And when Jay Baruchel was doing the second one, was it an absolute no-brainer for you to take on the second one as well?
That's why you're my new agent. Yeah, no, it was a no-brainer. I was too old to be a hockey player in the movie. So they gave me the head coach, Ronnie Hortense, and I said yes right away. They didn't even have to pay me, even though they did. Being from Saskatchewan, I'm pretty proud of hockey, period, and it's my favorite sport, so that's that. And we start rehearsing, and then we started filming. When Sons of Anarchy was over filming, we went right to Winnipeg and started filming for 2 months at night, minus 35, freezing. Pretty proud of the first one. Very funny. Won some awards. Jay Baruchel and I both got nominated for the Canadian Oscars, called the CSA Awards up there in Canada. And we both lost. So too bad, but that's all right. It did really well. And it's really funny. It's really dark. It's really funny. Sean William Scott is so dry, sense of humor. And what we ended up doing was just so different and Slapshot-esque, they say, which is pretty crazy to mention Slapshot in the same sentence as Goon. But then we waited for a couple of years. We thought, are we doing another one? Michael Dowse, I mean, who directed the first one, we were told we were going to. And then Michael had to back away because he had so many projects going on. So Jay took the helm and directed it himself, and he wrote the second one himself. And you'll see it if you haven't already. It opens September 1st, and that's why I'm talking to you now, doing all this press. I'm so proud of the second one, and it just does not suck. It is so funny, and it's so good. And it takes place a couple years later. The NHL's on strike now. We all come back. All the knuckleheads are back. And I can't wait for America to see it.
Is it true that Sean William Scott couldn't skate at all during the first movie?
He was pathetic. He was absolutely pathetic. I wish he was here right now. I'd put him in a headlock. I'd rub the top of his head with my fist. He was pathetic. But he was so perfect for Doug Glatt, right? I mean, there's no one that could have done what he did. He was that silky smooth, funny, unbelievable. First one, really bad skating. Like, his double had to do a lot of skating. Bad. Second one, he did it. He got it. He started to practice. Skating's not easy. You can't just pick it up and think over a weekend you'll be able to skate. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. So he really got at it for the second one, and it really shows on the screen. He did such a great job skating in the second one.
Well, you being Canadian, I think you just assume that everybody can skate and grew up skating. It doesn't work that way for us. What was it like working with Liv Schreiber?
He's the best. He's super tough. He's super straightforward. He's super honest. He demands, you know, the same level of commitment that he puts into it. He's like me, busiest guys in Hollywood. We don't stop. So he was a bit beat up physically, training for a huge boxing movie when he arrived. But he never complained. He just did his work, and we only had him for a week. So all his stuff, we had to film in a week. So he was working his butt off the whole time. We didn't get a chance to hang out as much in the second one as we did in the first one, but we're both big fans of each other, and we couldn't have done it without him. And, yeah, he's great. He's just super committed, and he's just a brilliant actor.
As a Canadian, it had to be fun to work with some of the former NHL players, guys you saw growing up. What was that like for you?
That's just such a great question, bro. I have to say, Fred, that you only when you I don't even care what sport it is. It can be football, basketball, soccer. But when you get a chance to meet some of your iconic players who played in the NHL and certainly played as enforcers like Bunny Lauer, and you meet them and you're on skates with them and they're massive. I remember Probert meeting him, being such a Red Wing fan like I am, big guys, and none of them liked to fight. None of them. But that's how they had to make their living. And their hands are busted and knuckles are broken. And a lot of them drink too much sometimes. You know, they get through the pain. But that's what they had to do to survive in the NHL. And it's a dying breed. And to meet them, they're such nice guys. Like, they're just really sweet, sweet guys. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget being on the ice. Even as the coach, I got to put my skates on all the time and skate around and hear the stories. And that was the love that came from Jay in writing this, and his love for the enforcer and the goon and the dying breed that was once in the NHL. And to be a part of that, it's a pretty iconic thing for me and all the other actors that were involved.
Was it hard for those guys to fake fight rather than real fight?
No, they thought it was a giggle. They just thought it was a total giggle. They just, you know, camera's going to be here. You'll punch here. And then they'd look at the monitor, and they'd just big smiles on their faces because they really wouldn't have to hit anybody. They're really not going to break their hands. It was all make-believe. That's what film is when it comes to those violent things or those crazy things or someone getting, you know, shot. It's all make-believe. But how do you make it look real is in the filming and the direction. And Jay did a pretty, pretty good job of that. And Paul Cerosi, our DP, did such an amazing job with the camera angles. And when you see it, you won't believe how they're really not hitting each other. It's just so fast and well shot. And it's super funny. And that's why we shot the second one.
All right. That was Kim Coates. And Kim, thank you so much for your kind words. And we appreciate your time. And hopefully we gave people a little bit of a break from everything. And hopefully we'll talk again down the road.
My absolute pleasure. And again, my heart goes out to everybody down there. And I'm thinking of all of you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for being on. Goon opens September 1st, which is tomorrow. I cannot believe it's almost September. Goon 2, check it out. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.